Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batter. I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Friday the 12th of February. We're here 8 a.m, 10 a.m, and 1 p.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Today's guest list, in no particular order. For the 10 o'clock show, we've got Zach Mayer, Alessio Rosnani, Steve Woodcock, Chris Justin. We've got the Investing Show and Richard Poldham. The 1 o'clock show today, we've got Tim Young, Alex Donoghue, Alex McKinley, and the Holiday Show. Let's kick off with Zach Mayer, technical analyst for Zach's Trader Cafe. Morning to you, Zach.
Morning.
Give me a thought of the day. Give me a thought of the week.
It's a happy day today because Rolls-Royce haven't delivered a sixth profit warning. I mean, that's quite an achievement. They maintain their guidance and, it looks as though maybe there's a bit of stability finally on the way.
OK. Let's go through a number of slides. Let's kick off with the first one. As we remind people, Tip TV Finance app. Get the latest tips first. Download from the App Store. Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's move on to our broker forecasts. Zach, you chose Glencore, Anglo American, ITV. If we could just have a couple of lines on all of these, please.
Well, you may be aware how much I love Deutsche Bank. It's a rock-solid balance sheet that they have and everything else, so they know what they're talking about. And they're giving a buy rating on Glencore, another company which I'm very impressed by. Apparently, Glencore are going to promise to reduce their debt to just $18 billion over the near term, which will be interesting. Share price currently around 92 pence. The target there from Deutsche Bank, 125 pence. But presumably, if the mining sector does get a boost with the rising precious metal prices, it might actually get there. Anglo American, another laggard of late. Deutsche Bank on hold there. I think actually that might be a bit bearish, in fact, so on that. So we'll have a look at the chart in a minute. And then ITV, sort of the news there is they've had a bad start in terms of advertising revenues for 2016, which is a little bit ominous because you would have backed ITV with its domestic focus against the emerging markets and the other commodities companies.
Fair enough. Okay, let's have a quick look at the charts on these as of the close last night. Glencore there.
Right, actually, I will say something amazing in terms of being against my fundamentally bearish stance. The gap, bottom of that gap is 86 pence and we've actually bounced above that gap. The low was 87, so that's a technical buy signal. So maybe we'll get back above 100 pence over the next few sessions, even as a sort of intermediate rally there for Glencore. So there we are.
Okay. Anglo-American,
remember the £3 target there from Deutsche. In fact, we're well above that. We went well above that over the earlier part of the week. It'll be interesting to see now whether we can hold £3 and whether the latest mining stock rally will have legs. But that is actually an island reversal there. If you look at the January gap to the downside and February gap to the upside. So good technical signals there.
Okay. And finally, ITV.
ITV, sort of hold your breath time. There's a gap down there around the,
230
level. So that should come in as support on this dip, but it does look a bit toppy, doesn't it?
I didn't realise that the sellers had come in so aggressively.
Yes, I mean, that advertising, I mean, obviously media stocks or a broadcaster, it's all about advertising.
Mm. As we know.
As we know.
Right, let's move on to Mike Ingram's market strategist for BGC, his morning markets comment. Overnight, Japan reopens to lead Asia down once more. The FTSE All World Equity Index now down over 20% from its May 15 high. We're now officially in a global bear market. FX wars, dollar index continues to plunge, taking the month-to-date losses to over 4%. Verbal intervention against domestic FX from Japan, Switzerland and Thailand. Earnings, companies reporting today. Got three there for you. Macro, 10 o'clock, GMT flash estimate, Q4 on the Eurozone GDP. Growth expected to stabilise at 0.3% Q on Q. Let's move on to the thought of the day from Mr. Omkar Gobbal at FX Street. The headline here, Dow again finding support at 23.6% Fibonacci retracement level. The Fibonacci retracement levels are pretty powerful in the world of technical analysis.
They are.
Do you use them?
I think the best ones for me are the 38.2 or the 38% and the 62% ones. Those are the magical ones, I think. And that worked earlier this week with the DAX, as Clive Lambert, Future Tech's, reminded us or showed us. And you know, it's valid in a way also. Because people, you know, a lot of people take notice of them. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Okay, so let's move on now to Nicole Elliott from the Investors Chronicle. Fed Chairman Yellen admitted in testimony at the US Senate yesterday that in light of the experience of European countries and others that have gone to negative rates, we're taking a look at them again because we'd want to be prepared in the event that we needed to add accommodation. We haven't finished that evaluation. We have work to do to judge whether those would be workable here. Wowee.
That sounds all very experimental, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Right, so let's go on to what's trending. Rolls-Royce shares are up 14% despite a 50% dividend cut. A gas price cut. British Gas unveiled just over 5% price reduction, followed swiftly by EDF's announcement of a 5% cut. Glaxo's basically made more than 50 million of payments to companies making generic versions of its antidepressants to delay them coming to the market. Glaxo's been fined, and the generic firms have to pay 7.4 million. And let's just wrap up with the Tip TV top tweet. Oil price jump on chatter of a coordinated OPEC production cut, but oversupply remains. As we go into the weekend to wrap up, Zach, the markets have obviously been extremely volatile. How's the press going to react to this?
Well, I suppose they've already come up with all the panic and doom and gloom. Presumably, well, the normal thing is that when you see that on the front page, it's time to buy. It'll be interesting to see whether it really is time to buy on this occasion. But this looks different from the other sell-offs that we've had over the last few years in the sense that we've stayed below 6,000 on the FTSE. There's not really any rebound even today. It's like, you know, sort of 70, 80 points. There's no magic there so far. Probably the level to look out for just for the rest of the day is 56.39 on the FTSE, which was the January low. So if that comes in as resistance or not.
Right. And finally, we should remind people about the 8 o'clock show.
Yes, the morning meeting. We normally have a one of the top city pundits to come in to discuss the market open. Today it was Charlie Gibson from Edison, and he was talking about Randgold and the gold price. And then we look through whatever's moving at that time, because obviously momentum traders, day traders, want to jump on stocks which are, you know, rushing from the gate either up or down at 8 o'clock.
Understood. Okay, Zach, thank you for that.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.